kidding me? You good? I had it. Like, it was like a weekend data, mm-hmm. and I had an essay due. Mm-hmm. I got a C on the essay. I did not care. I was like, this is what's going on in my life right now. And it's, fuck, Dahemoth. I did not think you could do it. Fucking, you can't do an MMO and Elder Scrolls.
Mm-hmm. You totally can.
They totally did it right. They have the keypad, especially on the PC, they have the keypad powers where, like, your class has this, but each class can have stealth. Or do these, like,
each class things. Can have stealth.
Each class can have stealth. Each class can use whatever weapon you want.
What?
Yeah, it's the way they do it is you when you level up or whatever, you get the points to put in, and then you pick what you want to put it in.
Right.
So you can put it in your bow, or you can put it in your sword, or whatever weapon you want, or your stealth Ooh. Power, and it's just pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
So Elder Scrolls Online, you would consider that a hit? A good
I consider MMO. The beta
good. You would consider the beta good?
I would consider the beta good. I'm really excited for that game, and I'm going to get a PS4 for that game.
Yeah.
Damn you all. Yeah, Xbox One. I think I'm the only one out of all of you guys that will have an Xbox One.
Why? You're still sticking with the Xbox One, huh?
The X-Bone.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, respect. I'll end up with one.
Yeah, eventually I probably will get one, too, because it will drop in price. They both will.
I want to
play
Titanfall.
Titanfall?
Titanfall.
Mm-hmm. I, too, would like to play Titanfall.
Yeah.
Can't you just get Titanfall on the 360?
Yeah.
He wants to play Titanfall, not Titanfall Lite.
Exactly. Titanfall excuses. Titanfall semicolon excuses.
So are we recording already?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's happening over here?
Playing Tapped Out.
I'm tapping out, buddy. Tapping out.
Wait, which one of you had the glitch in Tap Out that made it impossible to play? I think you.
Me. Yeah. But
that's a spectacular run of bad luck.
Dan, well, apparently if you log into another... Like you did, mm-hmm. and then that is the fix because mm-hmm. I looked into EA, help desk things, and that was the fix. So even there was a bunch of people still bitching that theirs doesn't work. I haven't had it for weeks.
Yeah.
I don't have a friend, so like, think of a better fix for this. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to buy a new phone.
This is why I play video games to begin with. I need friends too.
Such bullshit.
They're sending mixed messages with the whole like get connected but over a screen thing.
Get connected and fucking dance in front of your TV. Get the fuck out of here. What do I look like?
If I want to be in shape, mm-hmm. if I'm serious about my health,
if I like dancing,
I'm not doing it with this video game console. I mean, there's some party games, sure.
Have any of you ever even owned a Kinect?
No. I've played with the Kinect, yeah.
I have never owned a Kinect.
Have you?
Nope. I could say I've owned one because I lived in a house.
Talking all of that shit.
I've lived in a house with one.
Yeah, I've had a year. I actually really like it. That's why I'm sticking.
I can appreciate. Look, if someone said, "Hey, you have a Kinect," I'd be happy. Great, I got a Kinect now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay the money it takes to own
it. It does seem kind of expensive for what it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. Admittedly, an amazing thing, but at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? These are not very popular. Couldn't they like easily drop in price and people would find them?
I think that they should make a Kinectless console option. Like, I don't think everybody should be forced
to have a Kinect.
But I mean, I want it. I like it.
It's it's a first generation of it too, or maybe second if you count the fucking the iCam for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
But still, like, to this capacity, it's the first generation, and like, of course, there's lackluster parts of it. But you know, once it gets going, I have total faith that it's going to be something awesome.
The first time that I like. Did my hand and it locked onto it and fucking knew where my hand was. It was like that old man turning on the light in the 1957, you know what I mean?
Oh my god! I shit my pants the first time I saw this!
Yeah, seeing the first movie.
I think the problem with Kinect, at least for me, is that when it came out, it reeked of them trying to chase Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Wii motion gaming and shit. Yeah, well, yeah, with the Wiimote and shit, they're trying to do something. And I don't know, Kinect's probably more interesting than that, but they promised kind of like a level of fidelity they didn't deliver on. And maybe the new one with the Xbox One has it, but even if it does, I don't want to sit there with my arms out or whatever, you know. But I do like the idea that I can just tell it to do shit and it does it, you know.
Well, there's a lot of other good things, though, too, like Well, yeah, like not even having to stand up and jump around and stuff. You know what I mean? Just laying there and being able to like Minority Report your friggin', yeah. you know, pause. Or it knows when you walk away from the room and your stuff pauses or, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's really cool. But, yeah.
You know, the PlayStation 4 has some voice commands in it?
No, I don't know. You
connect the headset.
Apparently the Xbox One can do like 50 commands a minute.
Really?
Voice commands a minute.
From different voices?
I'm not sure if that's it, but I know like...
Did any of you guys use the Kinect with Skyrim? Where you could actually do your dragon calls if you knew how to say them the right way?
You could say Fusser of Dawn.
Yeah,
and could you do all of them like that?
Yeah.
That's...
Okay, that's cool. Legitimately amazing.
That's cool.
But then again, like from what I've heard, the Kinect does not have the best like microphone, and sometimes in the heat of battle, when you're like shouting it can't understand you.
Yeah, it has problems with a lot of different
phrases.
Yeah, phrases and also accents too. Like if you're saying things a weird way, you know what I mean? It's basically like Siri. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just the first generation. Like all this voice control and touch control stuff. This is still in its first iteration of it. It's gonna get awesome. Like we're in the almost future right now.
Yeah,
it needs to start learning context.
About 5 years, we'll be in fucking First Element times.
Yeah,
or Fifth Element times.
We're in the First Element time now. Eventually, we'll get to the fifth.
Big boom, big bada boom.
Bada boom.
As long as Chris Tucker doesn't show.
I know, fucking, he's the best part of that movie.
No, he's not, dude. I went to
come in.
I went to see that movie in the movie theater.
Green.
With my friend, and we sat down and we watched it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this is cool, right, cool. And then Chris Tucker showed up, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I just couldn't, like, get over it. And, like, that was that impression. But nowadays, like, if I'm flipping through the channels or something, and it's on, like, I'll just watch it, you know what I mean? Because I really like the
that
movie.
That movie's amazing.
But I remember the first time I saw it, I was just like, yeah, my mind couldn't fucking wrap around his hair and the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is very, like, but the more you watch it, the more you realize it's just perfectly for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop culture has just evolved to this weird fucking thing. It's awesome.
It doesn't seem like it's that far off.
It
really doesn't.
Look at my size.
Go to Japan. Like, have you guys seen some of these Japanese music videos that are, like, just in on YouTube?
I've seen the hair. That's very similar. That fucking that
pompadour.
Yeah, that pompadour looks.
That is not. That is a.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That suicide wall pompadour thing.
Pompadour.
Yeah. Anyway, these like fucking Japanese music videos are insane.
Coke bottle.
I encourage anybody to watch them because they're just like it's like watching an acid trip. It's just that insane.
Yeah. Well, hey.
And it's super repetitive too, and it's just like extremely well rehearsed. I mean, every minute detail is like examined too, and there's a lot of fucking shit in there too.
Yeah.
It's like there's like 50 things that are happening on the screen at all times. It's insane.
Well, I'm all for that.
Well, all right, let's get started, guys. We are the Nerd Sharks.
Ho ho ho!
Coming to you on a very special episode of the Nerd Sharks.
Ho 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 ho!
It's gift.
Yes, very nice.
It's Christmas, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Christmas, and just like last year, we're doing our Nerd Sharks giveaway special extravaganza. Except we're only giving to each other. In the spirit of Christmas, we've all brought a gift, all wrapped according to our personalities. Reed's is wrapped in what looks to be advertisements for Kmart. Dan's is set inside a sealed Taco Bell 12-shell crunchy taco shell.
Set lovingly inside a 12 taco shell.
Which I wouldn't be surprised if just had 12 fucking taco shells inside
of it. Well,
let's find out.
My gift is wrapped in toilet paper and tape.
Awesome.
And tape. I will say that's the best present I've ever wrapped.
Like, I see.
It's the best wrapping I've ever done. It's so much easier to wrap things in toilet paper. Right. I might just do that from now on.
Right.
And Patrick's is wrapped in Christmas paper.
It actually looks like a present. So
It's got a bow on it and shit, a fucking name tag.
I actually took the time to wrap this morning. I kind of would like to say that.
Yes.
Like,
well, good.
What is it? All right, we'll find out later. I've been asking that all night. Well, what is yours?
Well, I appreciate you took the effort.
The paper bellies the actual quality of the gift.
That's fine. Okay, so what we're going to do is one of us is going to start, and they will pick a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next person has the right to either take that gift or take a gift from the pile.
Okay.
And this will continue until everyone has a gift.
Okay.
After which we'll make one more round, and you can trade. And once a gift is traded, then it's locked.
So,
awesome.
Now, those rules are important, but they only really come into play if some presents are good and some are bad.
Mm.
If they're all good, then no one really cares. Everybody's pretty much happy.
If they're all bad, then no
one cares. If they're all bad, then everybody's,
Well, I got the best version of crap, so I guess I'm good.
My turd doesn't have any corn in it. It is wrapped in toilet paper, however.
I will say, I think my gift is pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you guys will like it.
I think mine's okay.
I like mine.
Feeling self-confident now. These were supposed to be things we like?
No, I'm thinking...
If you guys don't remember, last time we had multiple items, so some things were good and some things were...
We all just bought a bag of something.
I gave a holiday mix CD from Starbucks.
And I have that. I still have that. That's what I was like.
Is it open?
What did I do with that, Shay? I used it for something
else.
Is
it a coaster?
Yeah, it's like a coaster.
I kind of like that idea. You know, you take a worn out CD, you just use it as a coaster.
Yeah.
But Reed's was by far the best gift.
Oh my god!
Do you all remember that thing?
Yeah.
Holy shit! You raised the bar.
I said it every day.
Oh my god! See, here's the thing. I had that gift, and I could have kept it. And the reason I didn't keep it is because I was in my brother's house. I was living with him, and I didn't have any shelves. I was just sleeping on an air mattress, whatever. You know, I had nowhere to display it. It would have done an injustice. Just a couple months later, fucking moved back in with my mom. Bookshelves, desk. There's millions of different places to put it, and no. Oh, man.
Well, you could buy it off Dan. I'm sure he'd sell it cheap.
No.
He's surrounded by bitches now.
God, it was so cool.
It was a truly awesome gift. Man. What was he called again? Lord Horslington?
Horslington.
Horslington.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Is this like Horslington also?
Yeah. All
right. This is Flatlington.
So let's get this started. While we're picking our gifts, we're going to go through our New Year's Geekolutions, which is basically a New Year's resolution, but something involving the realm of nerddoms. Like, you want to watch Buffy for the first time, or you want to play a video game for the first time. Just something you've been wanting to do involving movies, comics, nerddom, in general.
And I was curious to learn that apparently that can also involve doing less of something that also involves the realm of nerddom.
Yeah, because sometimes we do a little too much.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
I've been going a little too hard lately on my nerddom.
I, too, have also been going a little bit too hard on my nerddom lately.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's get this started. I think, Reed, since you put forth the best present
last year,
just the most phenomenal present.
Yeah, you should have
first dibs.
Okay, perfect. Well, since my doctor has said I am morbidly obese, I'm going to go with the taco shells. Because if they are taco shells, I can at least eat them.
So, I have a question. Are we opening them right now?
No, we're waiting until the whole thing is done, and then we're
going to open
them. Then you have what you have.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Not traditionally how the game is played, but I have no problem with that. It's fine.
All right.
There's some
actual
genuine intrigue involved in this now.
Reed, tell us, what is... what is your New Year's resolution?
My whole thing is, I know I talked to you guys before that I haven't really played, like, real MMO games, you know what I mean? Like, Skyrim was, like, my first kind of, like, dip into that thing. And since I've immersed myself so much into that, like, it's really been something that I want to do now. And I'm totally into zombies, and Steam has this game, DayZ, coming out.
Mm.
And it's in its alpha stage, and... But it's something that I'm really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching it for a long time. You know, it's for at least, I think, a couple of years now. Because it was supposed to come out on Xbox, you know, in 360. It was supposed to be, like, the first MMORPG that was going to come out on a console.
Yeah.
That's how they were trying to, like, sell it anyways, I guess. And then it never saw the light of day. And, well, actually, I guess now it's finally going to come out, and you can get it now. It's, like, $30. So I'm actually considering getting on a computer
playing an actual game
on a computer and going away from console.
You won't walk away from console? I don't think, because consoles are consoles today, but you like once you start gaming on a PC, it's just it's so hard to stop. Especially because Steam has those summer sales or winter sales or fall sales or spring. They actual always have sales
that
so,
no one else on console seemed fit to be able to provide.
Yeah,
I'm curious about Steam. Like, so it just has like every PC game ever made?
No, only games that they put on Steam that publishers will put on Steam to sale. Mm-hmm. Steam is a distributor, and then
it's like iTunes.
Exactly. Then they'll put whatever they want. But there's a wide variety of stuff in there.
So if, but does it have like older games too? So if I wanted to, could I find like Age Vampires on there? Age Vampires.
Yeah, they actually do have Age Vampires on there.
Really?
Yeah.
There's another service called Good Old Games.
Good Old Games?
Yeah.
That has old games?
Old games, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's nice is that they have old games, but they make them work for new machines.
Really?
So if they end up on that site, there's a good chance it's going to work just fine on your computer.
I think it's Baldur's Gate 2?
Yeah.
Or
Shadows of Om.
Yeah, it got a HD update.
Really?
It's on Steam right now, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds awesome.
There's just endless mods and shit for that.
I'm super tempted to get it. Just like, I'm torn between getting that and Warcraft 3, which is it's on Blizzard's store.
Have you ever played Warcraft
3? Yes! That's
how awesome is it, right?
It's so good. It's so good.
So I want to be able to say these kind of things, so I'm going to try to play.
Yeah.
So have you never played a game on your computer before?
Not anything that was, you know, I've played like little freaking Adult Swim, Arrow games,
flash games.
Wow. Like, but I've never played like an actual sit down and play on your computer game.
Are you a fan of the Fallout series?
I mean, I'm so old. I played freaking Oregon Trail. If that counts.
Oh shit, Oregon Trail! Yes,
high five. Yeah, I played Oregon Trail plenty.
Elementary school.
Yeah. Did any of you ever win?
No.
I was lucky to kill any rabbit in school. And like, be like, shit, the whole Oregon Trail for me was getting through the nonsense so I can shoot an animal.
So you just buy like 500 bullets, like, shouldn't you buy some jerky? No, I just want to fucking kill any animal.
You want jerky?
Yeah.
No, I want bullets.
I want to shoot.
I'm here to chew jerky and kill rabbits.
And
we never buy jerky.
Awesome. I remember playing Oregon Trail a lot, but never progressing past like any discernible stage. Like I would play and play, but I don't remember ever dying.
I think
or
you're supposed to get to different towns.
Yeah, you're supposed to
progress along the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, because I remember there were actual little. It was like a map, but the map was literally just a line, and then it had like a little house and a grouping of trees and stuff like that, or like a river, like squigglies. And I would always make it to like, I would either die in the river, you know what I mean? Or I'd make it out of the river and then my wagon wheel would break.
Right.
And then that was like, that was as far as I'd ever get. You know, like, I never knew anything after that. And then by that time, class was over. And
Claudia has diphtheria.
Diphtheria, yeah. It's where you poop out your bowels.
Good stuff.
Tuberculosis.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited. I've been thinking about that. And I don't know, I really want to play a game where there's really more survival in it too. I think that's really cool. Like the DayZ thing is, you have to set up and, you know what I mean, group and that sort of thing. I think that's cool. I think that's an element that they should have added to The Last of Us in their multiplayer.
Right.
Like if they wouldn't have multiplayer that was just like shoot 'em up multiplayer, and they would have had like group up, gather and survive on a sandbox platform, it would have been like the great. I don't think I'd ever stop playing it.
Right. Wouldn't that be like an MMO then?
Yeah. Well, basically what I see is like Red Dead Redemption's multiplayer sandbox, but surviving and zombies.
Mm. Right.
I think that would be like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, from what I know about DayZ is that...
Do you spend much time with Jay-Z and
Beyonce? Yeah. They just gotta hang out.
That's right.
In his defense, Jay-Z did produce NBA 2K14.
Yeah.
So...
It's
very close.
Do you play basketball games?
No, I do have the demo for the new one, though, on PS4, just to see what it looks like. It's pretty cool. I'm not really into basketball or sports.
Extremely photorealistic.
Yeah, but DayZ, you basically spawn and you try not to die. And the people that you run into who are not, you know, they're your fellow survivors or whatever, those, just like in like Walking Dead or whatever, they're the ones you really fucking, they're the ones that are going
to
fucking
kill. Yeah, those are the ones you have to watch out for. Yeah. So
that sounds pretty
good. You have people that can legitimately help you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also have somebody that plotting the whole time to overthrow you, like,
right,
the whole time, and you build up. You can get a bus and build up your
fortify
bus
it.
To fortify it, and you know, that sort of thing. So
it does sound like a really cool
game. It sounds really cool.
I've heard a lot about it.
But, we'll see what happens, but it's gonna be my first. I'm gonna break my cherry on some DayZ.
Very nice.
Good on you, man. What was your first computer game, Dan?
That's a good question. There was one, I don't even know what the name of it was. We got a computer, I don't know who the fuck came up with this computer. I had a laptop for like 5 minutes. And there was a game on it that was a point-and-click adventure, and I'd never been able to figure out what it is. But it was kind of semi-futuristic. You were trying to manipulate kind of electronic locks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And you're moving your way through this kind of facility, and you're just this dude. I forget what it's called, but there was that. And then there was another one in RTS called Total Annihilation.
Total Annihilation.
Yeah, and you basically played as two robot, or you could pick from one of two robot factions, and you know, build your base, and what the fuck is that?
That is the siren.
That's the siren.
For some reason, it didn't sound like a dog or something. Yeah.
No, that is a siren. I am poor.
Well, sirens happen.
Yeah, they happen.
Siren also says hi. It was... You play these two different robot factions, and you build up your army. And, you know, it's just like a typical RTS, but very simplified, a little easier to get into. But none of those things were actually mine. Like, my friend had a computer, I'd fuck with his shit every now and then. Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem and Doom were probably some of the earlier ones that I got into. But never really got heavy into PC gaming ever.
I got kind of heavy into it. Like, my first PC game was the demo of a game called Descent. That was like a flying game where you flew around like this mining complex that had been taken over by evil robots, and then you would shoot them. It was sort of like Doom, but with like flight elements added in.
Right.
And then my other, among my first computer games, was this game called Chex Adventure. It was a game I got in a box of Chex Mix, and I played the fuck out of it. It was like Doom, but featuring this guy dressed as a giant, you know, rice square.
Right.
And he started out with this like little like phaser type thing. It was like a remote, but it had like, you know, like little tongs at the end of it, and that was your Zorcher, and you would Zorch these like slime beings. And as you progressed, you got better and better guns. And you also got a spork at some point, although the spork was a terrible gun to get. It's literally just a fucking spork.
As useful as a real spork.
And when these slime things are killing you, all you got is this fucking spork.
Just like, or as they call you're it stabbing at them. As they call it on Key and Phil, a spaffoon.
What about you, man?
Oh, PC gaming? I was PC gaming before I was console gaming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was PC gaming at like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Jazz the Jackrabbit? Yeah, it's just a fucking green jackrabbit with this gun. Mm-hmm. Whenever you get so many gun power or something like that, you just destroy everything in your fucking way. It's like, it's kind of like Sonic meets Earthworm Jim kind of thing, and you're just fucking jumping around and doing this thing. It had like 3 or 4 of the episodes on it because it was an episodic game, and Cliff Brzezinski produced it, actually.
Oh, yeah? Really?
And it was fucking badass, and if you look at it, you can see him all over it, because during the like screen savers or whatever, like at the end when you beat the level or whatever and he's saving the game, he just is fucking ripped. Just like Rambo, like awesome game, totally fun. And if you play it today, it would still hold up.
Holds up.
It's fucking, I don't know, it looks amazing.
Interesting.
It looks amazing. It's still, I don't know, I was awesome. And the Warcraft series, I played 2 and 3 on there.
You did? You actually, and see, I had never played a Warcraft game before Warcraft 3 Arena of Kings.
Fallout 2 was another fun one of mine. Fallout 2. One of my favorite accomplishments in video games to this day is from a young age, I always liked the taking the alternate route. Like, if you could talk your way out of something in a game, I would want to do that. Mm-hmm. Or stuff like that. And so, like, I had my guys, like, speech all day long, and had his intelligence hella high. And so, like, most problems I could either figure my way out or do a bomb and throw it and then get out of there. And so that's how I had it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And at the final boss in Fallout 2, you can talk him into killing himself.
You can talk him into self-destructing.
Yeah, with the right options, I was like 9 or 10. So that's still, to this day, one of my favorite games. Is
talk
to the final boss of the game.
You can do that in Mass Effect 1 and 3.
In 1, you can...
You talk Saren into killing yourself, but you still have to fight like his body as the Reaper's animator to kill you. And then you can also talk the elusive man, who is like your quote unquote.
Well,
final
shit,
boss.
I haven't even fucking gotten the there yet.
Oh, fuck. Now you know.
Spoilers like a motherfucker.
If you had a Kinect, you could use it to tell your guys where to go.
Yeah, I've often wondered about that. Does that work in Mass Effect 3?
Yeah,
really?
It's like you can tell them what positions to go into, and they run into the position.
Because that is like...
Instead of having to do it on your... You know,
yeah, that is like the least used like portion of Mass
Effect.
Yeah,
I never used it. I never used it when I used the controller.
Yeah.
It's just because... It's just too much. You know what I mean? I gotta put them over here, and then I gotta. I think the only time I really used it was in one where they make you do it at that door.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when you first go in, and you're like, you have to make one of them stand over here and one of them stand over. That's like the only time I ever used it.
Yeah.
And then when I got the Kinect update, I was using it. Like I used it more than I did before, but it wasn't like, you know, all the time.
All
it
the
worked
time.
Pretty good.
I use that fairly regularly, only because I do the tech powers, the engineer stuff, so I can't shoot for shit. Have a pistol and maybe something else.
Yeah.
Well, and
I keep going.
No, I saw like I would send the dudes with the guns to go forward so that I wouldn't get shot at.
Got it.
So I just, you know, I would have my turret, my little rocket launcher guy, and my two dudes, and I'd just sit there with the pistol.
Heavy pistol.
The noisy cricket one.
Oh.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That heavy pistol was particularly powerful. I played a straight biotic and throughout all the series, but I was always like the first guy. Like, I was always the first guy in the enemy's face, just fucking throwing throws and warps and shit.
Biotic
and
is so
in the
fun.
Face.
Mass Effect is so fun. But let's get this going to Dan.
You're
next, sir.
What to pick?
Now remember.
I don't
mine
know.
Was good last time. It might be horrible this time.
It could be.
You could have blown it down in that one gift.
I'm going to strategize. Or not. I'm going to go with Patrick's.
Oh, wow.
The fucking bow fell off? Fuck this. Something.
I'm attacking a specific gift.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So
my geek illusion?
Yes. I did not come up with the term. I stole it from Felicia Day.
It's very clever.
And I thought it was a good idea.
I stole something from that.
I need to... I need to go the other way with it. I can't get further into the hobbies I'm into. Like, if I tried to get into more shit... Like, right now, I've got hobbies. Video games, comic books, this podcast, video reviews...
Good lord.
I run the fucking fan group on DeviantArt, which doesn't take up much time, but it's there. Try to maintain this Tumblr account. I've got, you know, aside from just collecting stuff, which isn't really a hassle, but it does take up all my money. Polaris Kai figures and the Bishojo statues. I've got Gundam models now I'm building.
Are those like the snap-on ones that don't use any glue?
Yeah. And between all that shit, man, like, and then there's video games.
Video games.
And you know, I just finished up Zelda on the 3DS, and you know, there's a whole bunch of games I want to get into on that are really cool looking, and I haven't gotten to play yet. There's just way too much, and I need to reel it in.
And,
I understand that completely.
Yeah, I mean, so one big step towards that is that I'm not going to Comic-Con next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Which sucks because I am, and now he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
going to Comic-Con this year? Congratulations,
yes.
Buddy.
I put together 5 years straight, and you could have jumped on board anyway.
But I went these years, and you didn't come.
Sooner or later, it'll happen.
Still got my if not, there's always WonderCon.
Yeah.
It's right down the street.
WizardCon.
Have you guys...
It's
in San Francisco.
It's coming back?
Yeah. It's going to be both cities. And
really?
I'm in San Francisco.
Really?
Have you guys... gone to the SAC?
SAC Con.
Those are fun.
Shitty.
Those are fun. I love SAC Con.
Was it good?
Yeah. You shouldn't go like every single time they have them, because they have them like once every like couple of months. If you're just like aware of who they have, and if you don't want to go, then you don't want to go. There's really like no reason to go to them every single time, because the same people, the same vendors are always going to be there.
Yeah.
But occasionally, some of the guests they get are really fun.
Yeah, they had, what's his name?
They had Arthur Adams this particular go around. They had Arthur Adams and George Perez.
Okay.
And those are two comic book artists that I particularly like, and everyone was extremely happy to see.
Yeah.
The last really fun one I went to before that was the Mike Mignola. He was there.
And he's
like the creator of one of my favorite comic books, so that was just fucking over the moon. And then they always have like a voice actor of some sort. Like, they had Billy West this time, the dude from Futurama and a billion other things.
Right. Yeah. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Billy West. So, I
those
think,
are fun. Go to them. Everyone's come
out. I think money really is the focus of it, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then there's... So, I'm not going to Comic-Con, but I'm definitely going to WonderCon.
WonderCon or WizardCon?
WonderCon. Mm. And I'm definitely going to Wizard World Sacramento, which is coming next year.
March.
Can't miss that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So,
right?
You know, I could end up spending more money.
Yeah.
You know, for all I know. But, yeah, then there's... commissioning artists to draw X-23 for me. It's a very important aspect of my geekdom. I've got plenty of avenues to pursue, and it's a little too many to maintain, so I don't know where I'm going to find, you know, what is going to end up getting cut out. I honestly don't see it happening, but if I'm going to make some resolution in that direction, then that's what it would be. I'd have to try to conserve a little bit more.
Conserve a little bit more energy.
Yeah, it's just money. Yeah, either that or get a better job.
Mm-hmm.
But
always
seems unlikely.
Fucking
and not impossible these days, doesn't it?
No, yeah, a little bit.
Fucking
hell,
yeah.
But I mean, I see Facebook posts about my friends getting jobs. I mean, not all the time, but it does happen.
There's too many people looking for jobs.
The thing is that there are jobs out there that are available. They're just not at a dollar amount that anybody's willing to jump into right away. You know? Because I know I found a couple of jobs. A friend of mine had not been working for almost a year, and he was at his wit's end, you know what I mean? So I was looking around and I found a job for him, but it was $11 or something like that. And he was like, dude, I make more on unemployment than I would working, so I might as well just stay on unemployment. That's right.
Yeah, but unemployment eventually runs out.
Yeah, so he had to do something. But I'm just saying it was halfway between his things, so he wasn't going to jump ship just to get, you know what I mean? It was $10 job
that
he was making
for
him. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, sounds familiar.
In terms of coming back, I agree with that. I'm a huge fan of card games and stuff like that. I have a bunch of stuff for the Game of Thrones card game, and I've played that in little groups around town, you know, and that's cool. And I'm tempted to get real competitive with it, you know, to buy the chapter packs for it, but that would get a little pricey, you know. It's not nearly as expensive as it would be to get competitive in Magic, because I would only have to buy the specific packages that I want. They would have the exact cards I want, and that'd be fine. But still, that's, you know, more stuff I'd have to buy. And if I got competitive with that one, I know that in that community, they play all the LCGs. They play the Game of Thrones one. They play Netrunner, which I don't even know anything about, because that game is huge right now, and it's supposed to be really good. And if I got into it, I'd get into it. Just all my money would go there. So I'm just staying away from my own health. Yeah. And there's the Star Wars one, too, which is, that one's so fucking cool. I haven't bought anything before. I played it on the little computer systems you can play it on. But I definitely stay away from them, just because, I'll sink all my money in them. I've already got all the stuff for the Lord of the Rings card game.
Really?
Yeah, and that one's co-op and or single player, so, you know. I'm always used playing it and stuff like that.
Did you ever go to Great Escape and try and play it?
I don't like the people at Great Escape.
No one at this table does. I don't understand that.
Some people are douchebags at Great Escape.
Never been anything but nice to me, but all right.
And now a word from our sponsor, Great Escape. if you wonder why we record at my house now, fuck, I don't know. I'll buy from Great Escape, that's cool. They had it for being Lord of the Rings. They had a fucking... event to one of the little packs that was sold out everywhere except for eBay. I could have got it on eBay for $20 shipping from the fucking UK, and the thing itself would have been $50. Yeah. So altogether, I spent almost $100 on this one fucking thing, and I walked in there. That's when I got when I fucking got the book for the zombie game.
That zombie superhero.
And I just fucking saw it there. I was like, oh shit, getting this too. So I get it.
It's just, I don't know.
When you like cool shit, it's really hard cool shit.
And when I find something I like, I don't have a hard time getting really into it. And it's just too many. The problem is the shit that I'm into is fucking, they're gouging the shit out of me. Mm. These PlayArts Kai figures, the Justice League ones that are the DC variant art ones, they're just keeping going up. I think the newest ones, they had them on pre-order for $90 a pop.
Oh, really? Weren't they $60?
They were. They started off that much. When I first started buying them, they were $20.
Man.
Really?
Final Fantasy VII set, where all of those characters were all $20 a pop. And I bought them all. I was like, these are really cool figures. No one else is going to make better Final Fantasy VII based figures, at least not anytime soon. I bought all of them. I completed that set. And
I'd love to see that. Are they like all as large as some of the ones you brought?
Oh. No, they were much smaller and they weren't nearly as detailed. Mm. But as they become larger and more detailed and more posable and all that shit, it just jacks the price way up.
I think that's one of the like downfalls of everything nowadays being so pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Culture, like,
absolutely.
It's well, just the things that we use. Yeah, we're being marketed to now. Like I remember when I started collecting vinyl. You know what I mean? Like the highest I would spend on like a good figure would be like $60. You know what I mean? Like that was the top of the line figure.
Right.
And then everybody just started jumping in, and nowadays they freaking start shit off at $199 or start shit off at $200. Damn. You know what I mean? And you're just like. You're like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like there's people that expect people to pay more. Like, if Kaz were to drop something on his site, it would be like $300
easily
if you bought it from him, you know what I mean? Which is, if you're lucky enough to get one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that's as cheap as it'll ever be.
And then literally, it'll move 1 minute later onto eBay, and it'll be like $1,500.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that a collector, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you have the disposable income to, you know what I mean, do it.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible nowadays to get shit, but...
Yeah, do you still get stuff?
I buy occasional stuff. I used to be insane about it. I could only imagine the thousands of dollars that I've spent over time, you know what I mean? Just... Yeah. Chasing shit on eBay and you know that sort of thing, but I've cut down like significantly. So I just every once in a while I'll see something really cool and I'll be like, oh, I gotta have that. You know what I mean? But I'm not how I used to be. Or I used to flip shit. Like I would find
buy it cheap and sell it,
and then get the money so I could feed my own addiction. I was like that guy. Like I buy cocaine so I can work more so I can buy more cocaine. Like that guy.
That's Did you ever go to that store downtown, that like Demonoid store or whatever they sell?
Dragatomi.
They're
actually my friends, Joanne and Ray.
Yeah. You go there down there?
Yeah.
That was an awesome store. I've only been down there once, but I feel I should frequent it more. But it's downtown, and I fucking hate driving downtown.
Yeah, it's in like that prime location too, like of downtown, where it's all like
it's kind of nice. I mean, it's not quite ghetto.
That's right. But it's good.
All right, Patrick, you are next.
You can use this one to wipe off Dan's man tears from his having too much cool stuff to do.
Yeah. Right, the biggest complaint in the world. Man, guys, I have too many awesome things to invest my time and money in. You know the one thing that most people in the world look for constantly? I just have that in abundance.
I need to cut back on it. Yeah. Or you can use this one that has a freaking... great deals from 1989, I think.
This is a frame something, and these are DVDs. Mm-hmm. Art or entertainment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a frame. Ooh, I can feel the frame. Oh, fuck, I want yours, probably.
I don't know. It's probably going to be not bad, and I am looking to put more art on my walls. And I actually do have space to... All right, I'm going to take these.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, no. That leaves you with your gift.
That's fine. I can take one for somebody else.
Yeah. He can then take somebody else's gift.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you think you're going to grab that...
We never thought
that
about
would be
this.
That.
That's fine.
Okay.
If you think you're going to grab that and that's that, you got another thing coming.
Mm. All right, I'll just take the
You literally have then. Another thing coming.
Exactly. All right, so what about you, Patrick? What's your geek-olution?
My geek-olution? Well, I guess my geek-olution is to, like, try and... create more. I mean, I know you guys seem to have, you know, stuff going on. I mean, you buy your vinyl figures, and that's really awesome. You actually, you know, produce stuff on like the Tumblr and whatnot. You put up this podcast every week, which I'm thankful for. Well. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Not every week, but every once in a while. And I like it recording it.
I can't hear you guys from under the bus.
Well,
I'm quiet because this shit has not been going up every week.
It happens.
Tomorrow there definitely will be. I don't have any... You know what happened? Interesting, little, not interesting, but a side note.
Yeah.
Is that Samantha and I both got on the same schedule.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
We get the same days off. So I just have no free time now. Any free time I would have had to... edit or fuck around, jerk off, whatever it might be, all that
out the window. Is now spent with your wife.
Yeah.
Again, wow.
trying to get me to walk. Damn it. She's heartless.
God damn it, walking. It's super difficult.
I gotta spend time with my wife and cut down on my hobbies.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to actually try writing something. I mean, I haven't written anything in forever, so. Is that a geek illusion?
Yeah, can I consider that? That's probably the best example so far.
Yeah, it is. I was gonna say, I feel shitty now.
Well, also, I kind of want to like buy more comic books too. Like, I want to like find more awesome comic books to read because this year I've just found
the constant search for more stuff.
Yeah, more interesting stuff that just holds your attention is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think that's awesome because
I guess both of those. I guess I took two. Sorry, everybody.
That's cool.
I think that's awesome. Because you know what I did today? I freaking walked. I was on my way to the restroom,
right?
And there was a magazine. It was like an old magazine I had in a pile because we were going through shit for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was like a Red Dead Redemption magazine from something. But anyways, I looked at it and I was like, ooh, I could look at that magazine. And then immediately in the back of my head, it was like, but I got an iPhone. I don't need that fucking magazine. Right? And then I thought about it. I was like, dude, that sucks. You know what I mean? That I couldn't pick up a freaking one magazine because I knew I just had instant freaking anything on my phone. You know?
Well, I take books into my bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
Books and comic books.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's good. Like, I, you know what I mean? I think it sucks that I wish I had the same thing. I wish I had more, like,
physical
things to, like, things just, to, like... dig into. It's so easy to like start a story and then go away from it and move to the next thing. If you had something that's just there, like you're forced to
acknowledge existence. I mean, I love the whole fact that the iPhone, the iPad, and stuff like that is like it's reducing waste and all that and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't physically have to produce anything; you just sort of like put the information out there and it's released into the world. But again, I like the fact that these things are just containers of the knowledge that they have. I mean, I like that I can actually have this. I mean, it's not just strings of ones and zeros in the air.
Yeah.
I can hold this toilet paper.
I can hold this toilet paper covered DVD set.
I think we've kind of had this conversation before on other podcasts, though. And I think on a video game episode where we're talking about how they're going to start going away
from
physical content and having just downloadable content. And I agree with you 100%. I love having something to collect.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Something to have.
Like a case or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just give somebody $20 and just be like, you know what I mean? What happened to my $20?
There's the fact that you don't have that physical thing anymore, but now with this DRM shit, the way it's kind of panning out, it's inevitable. Like, what Microsoft wanted to do is going to happen eventually. It's just, they're just going to keep on edging towards that until eventually people don't feel like fighting it anymore. And you won't own games. You'll buy, it's the same shit that they pulled the fucking don't copy that floppy bullshit. The same shit still applies. You buy the software, you're buying a license to use it on that one console and that's it. Mm-hmm. You don't own that software. Mm-hmm. At least with a game, you own a copy of it. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, they're not satisfied to sell you a physical copy. They just take the license and they can basically pull it from you whenever they want to, really. I don't think they're going to, and that would probably kill their business. But
there would that'd be a Supreme Court lawsuit right there, because would set so much precedent for digital distribution.
I suppose that's true, but like they're pulling stuff off of the marketplace now, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that if you purchased it, that you'll always be able to download it. Like, it'll still be there, but that, you know, once, how long are they going to host shit for people to download when they're not making any money off of it, you know?
So they just pulled Skullgirl, right?
Skullgirls?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. So they just pulled that. But from what I know in the past is if you had purchased something, and this is from me, like, if you had purchased something and you had it downloaded and it was in your system, you could continue to use that thing. Mm-hmm. But and it was on that console. But what happened to me was one time I think it was when I switched from the first gen S to the second gen S, I did a licensing change, right? And when I did the licensing change, I tried to go re-download everything, and that, like, some of my particular games were no longer available.
Damn.
So even though I had purchased the games or had it, the content on this console,
right,
I no longer had the ability to download it on the next console because it just wasn't there.
Transfer the data from your hard drive to the other console?
They don't allow that. You can't.
Yeah, it's
it, the licensing weird. Is yeah. The license is still the same. You'd have the file there, but you wouldn't have the license to play it.
Oh.
The file doesn't necessarily.
So,
take the
well,
license
don't they like have like so? Don't they like have like license transference fees, or like you can allow certain different
to.
Consoles to use it?
They used to have a thing where you'd have your family membership. And Xbox Gold Family or whatever, and then you'd have a set number of Xboxes that could access the same content, but then...
But if you, but if you log into that Xbox on your account, why wouldn't the license just transfer over with your account?
I think it's not. I think it's not. I think the license does. I think the license does. I think you can transfer the fact that you've had it. Like, it knows that you've had it. You can transfer your saves, your game saves,
yeah.
or stuff like that. But when you try to re-download the actual game to play on, it's no longer in the marketplace, right. So you can't even find it to download it anymore. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So
they pulled Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some licensing thing must have expired or something. But this is what I'm saying. If you have the disc, all that shit goes right out the window. You have to worry about any of that. You have it.
I have the disc Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
So. Yeah, me too.
How awesome is that game?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. It is. Isn't it cool to have those kind of things?
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't have the console. You know what I mean? Like, I was digging through some stuff in my background the other day, and I had God of War.
Yeah? You don't have a PS2 anymore?
I don't have a PS2 anymore,
but
I got God
PS2.
Of War. You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
You want God of War?
No. I actually have God of War.
Yeah.
And 2.
It's just
fucking
like
awesome
I like
game.
That game
yeah.
so much, you know what I mean? That I kept
yeah.
the game.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2, when it came out on PS2 and Xbox, was $40 at retail. That was its MSRP. And it was around for a few months. People bought them up. They never got a re-release. And now, like, I haven't checked recently, but when I bought a PS2 Marvel vs. Capcom 2 disc,
mm-hmm.
which I wanted to buy, and Samantha fucking wouldn't let me,
mm-hmm.
back when I was making zero money, and now it was $85 for just the disc.
Damn.
No case, manual, nothing.
I found a copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 in a game, not in Game Crazy. You never remember
shit,
those?
Game Crazy.
Game Crazy. Rest in peace, I guess. Along with Holiday Video and Blockbuster at this point. But yeah, I found one there one day. It was like right next to my house. I would go there, not every day, but more like once or twice a week, and I just look through the games just in case, you know,
yeah.
anything popped up. I got a couple really awesome games there. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and Okami. Who
oh, yeah.
loves Okami?
Okami is pretty dope.
Played Okami, actually.
Oh, so
played
dope.
Okami.
So dope. It was Legend of Zelda, but you're playing a god out of Japanese mythology.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
It ain't super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had a kind of I don't know if you call it a gimmick, but it was a mechanic at least where you... Where,
I'm a Terrasium, you're a wolf, you have a...
White wolf.
Yeah.
Okami.
Yeah.
I know, I've played
yeah.
it before.
Yeah, yeah. You have the brush.
Yeah, you have your brush and you alter the terrain and kind of help
Okami. That is
Okami.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Celestial brush, you use
yeah.
it to alter the world.
Yeah.
Celestial brush.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes those... Yeah.
It's Capcom, cool. so
it,
yeah.
It kind of takes the place of like a standard like inventory system. Instead of using like tools, you use like fucking paintbrush strokes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's like an early, like, you know, Wii game almost.
It did to get there was eventually an Okami on the Wii.
Yeah. And like, so you would, like, it served, like, as, like, an early template of, like, you know, what a Wii could do.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, motion capture would work.
Pretty cool.
It's
my turn now?
Your turn, sir.
All right.
It's time for your Geek Evolution and the remaining gift.
Well, I'm going to take my gift back, actually.
Why?
No, I'm going to go with Reed's thing right here.
Yeah, the framed something or other.
All I know is it's probably awesome.
Yeah.
It's probably awesome, and I'm really excited. My New Year's resolution, completely opposite from Patrick's, I want to finally hit the level cap in World of Warcraft.
I heard that. Do you want to do anything else besides hit the level cap in World of Warcraft?
Well, you know, I've played the game off and on for a few years, and never too consistently, but recently I started enjoying it a lot more, and I get in the higher level you get, the dungeons you can do, they get more complex and stuff like that, and apparently raids are, like, even more complex, like you can only attack at certain times, you have to move to different areas, and just,
right.
like, the mechanics of fighting the bosses are all really interesting, and the storylines in there are apparently pretty interesting too, and it's just all stuff I really want to do. It's
what level fun. Are you at now?
I started a new character to do it with, a monk.
Okay.
I'm at like level 23,
mm-hmm.
25. No, I'm 25, and the cap is 90. But I have these this special gear called heirloom gears, where they boost your experience points.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I get like 25% more right now,
mm-hmm.
and then the monk has this special daily training thing where they go and they practice their kung fu with their masters and stuff like that, and they get like a 50% experience boost for like an hour or two.
Are you a Pandaren monk?
I'm a Tauren monk. So I'm this big bull.
Still awesome.
Big fucking bull thing who flies through the air doing a dragon kick.
So, now that I think of it, remember this fucking Tauren? They were gigantic. They're like 10 feet tall, heavily muscled fucking minotaur people.
I don't know why, but I thought it'd be cooler if he was missing half a horn, so he's missing half a horn. It's just like whatever, he lost it from a judo chop.
Does he still have his totem pole that he carries around to whack people in the face?
He has a fucking
nunchuck. Does he have nunchuck?
What is it? A staff?
Oh, the trifold staff?
A monk staff?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Yeah. So it was just hitting the and stuff. The PvP stuff when you get into the level cap 2 is awesome because there's different areas where you straight up fight for control of them, like. And they're constantly in battle. Right. So, like, then this week the Alliance will have it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so, your whole goal is to try to take it. And they can man catapults and stuff and just, like, launch it at
That's
you.
Cool.
Yeah. So, it is pretty awesome.
I tried my hand at World of Warcraft one time. And I ended up with, like, one of those free trials.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've told this story before, but I ended up with a free trial. Put in a laptop. I was in LA, so I was in like a hotel room with this free trial on it.
Fucking broadband.
I just fucking like literally it sucked the life out of me. Like for like 2 days, I think I was just all fucking like just sweaty and fucking. And then I just convinced myself that I probably wouldn't be able to continue my life with something like that.
Yeah.
So I never played it again.
I definitely will cancel my subscription like for a couple months or so during the semester, just because I'm like, gotta fucking not do this so that I can fucking take care of shit, you know. But final class was yesterday, so renewed my subscription, got myself the heirloom gear, fucking just judo chopping, death touch, all the stuff. Pretty
iron
cool.
Fist thinging up just all over the place.
It's pretty cool. The game has advanced so far now. There was, like, when I was playing a couple of years ago, they had these skill trees, and you would like go down and select this one, this power, and upgrade this and stuff like that. And people would literally not play with you if you didn't select the specific ones because you weren't spec'd right. They would say, oh, you can't come into the dungeon right now just because you're not spec'd right. And I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. Like, okay, I'm going to be 10 points of damage less than this other guy.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get it. And so, like, eventually over time they got rid of all stuff like that. And so when you progress now at every certain like 15, 14 levels or something like that, you get these three choices. And they're not entirely game-breaking different choices, but they will change subtle ways in how you're going to play the class and play the thing. So I think that's way better, and no one's douchebaggy anymore in the game.
Yeah,
so the community's evolved, and the game has evolved, too. So that's pretty cool.
Cool. All
right, I think we're on to the second part.
Second round, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to open stuff up.
Are we opening before we swap?
I don't know.
Well, we can always swap after everything is done.
Or should we? All right, let's all open.
Or should we all just give a slight hint
as to what it is in each of our gifts?
All right, yeah.
And
then
going off of the hint, you can make your decision whether you'd like to swap or not.
Yeah, all right, that's a great idea, Reed.
How specific is the hint to be?
However specific you want it to be.
All right,
Reed, we'll let you start. Your gift here.
Okay, is it a frame something? Because I would like to know.
He's going to give you a clue. You're not fucking asking
questions.
Oh, wait,
that's actually a good idea. All
right.
What if everybody asks a question?
Oh, everybody asks one question? Yeah.
I can answer it as unspecifically as possible.
You can either be telling me.
Everyone asks a yes or no question.
Yes, a yes or no question.
So it has to be a yes or no
answer. Yeah, there you go.
All right. I'll read the question I posed earlier.
Yes.
Is it a frame something?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, is it the substance that is framed, is it unique to having been on the Nerd Sharks before?
I don't understand.
The subject matter, is
it Nerd Sharks? Is it something to do with the Nerd Sharks?
Have we discussed something like akin to
that's
it
so
before?
Broad that, I mean, yes, it's, yeah.
Oh, okay, I just know, just like Horstlington was way the fuck out there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Is it
bigger than a
original?
No.
Alright. Is all it?
Right. Oh, this sounds interesting.
Alright,
right.
So that's mine.
It's all an right. artistic something.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so. Let's see.
Is it...
We're asking Dan about his...
We're asking Dan about
his taco...
The taco box.
Yeah. What could possibly be inside the taco box?
Stop shaking it!
Is it...
Bigger than a bread box?
No. Is it...
No.
Made out of paper?
No.
Okay.
Is it an action figure of some kind?
Yes.
Is it pre-assembled?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dan, your turn.
Let's see here.
We are asking Patrick
about my apparently exquisitely wrapped gifts.
He has a bow. Shut up.
I feel like I know what it is.
What? So you could ask if that is what it is.
Ask right on.
Yeah, you just ask that.
Is it... Well, what's... First of all, it's two things.
Yes.
Is it an Xbox 360 game and a trade paperback?
Yes. The same exact thing they did last year.
Nice. All right, so that's my question.
All right. Is the game... Is the game from a series?
No.
Okay.
It is a standalone game.
All right.
Unless you count DLC.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Is the paperback a graphic novel?
Yes.
And is the Xbox... Can I ask two since there's two things?
Yeah, fucking go for it.
Is the Xbox game a third-person game?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're asking about my gift wrapped in toilet paper.
The two DVDs in the toilet paper. Are they movies or TV shows? Oh, wait, no, sorry. Is this a movie?
No.
Okay.
Is it a TV show?
No.
All right, well, there you go.
There you go.
So these... All right.
That actually makes things worse.
Now no one knows what the fuck it is at all.
Is it a PC game?
No.
Well, thank you for that.
That was fun.
Yeah, wow.
So, that made this whole thing way more interesting.
Oh, shit.
So what I think we should do, or this is just my suggestion, but what I think we should do now is, if anybody wants to trade, we trade now, and then we can go through one last...
Okay.
Question thing?
Yeah. All right.
So we're starting.
Floor is open to bidding.
So I'm actually interested in Patrick. So
well, okay. Remember, I think you did this the last time too. And
yeah.
Were you satisfied
like
with
you
your
got last time?
Yeah.
Yes, I.
All right.
I used both things.
Did you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dan currently has his gift.
Mm-hmm. You have your gift back.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We swapped. I'm assuming that's how it's going to have to work. Otherwise, I end up with nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
does anybody else want to trade before we go on to the next?
Well, Dan
has
to trade. Oh, yeah.
So I'll swap with Robert to get this thing in the frame.
Okay. Fuck no! This happened last time, man. Shit! And it's gonna be so awesome, dude.
All right, this is the last one. So this is the last.
I'm switching.
Okay.
I get that. Oh, this is so mean.
All right.
All right, so last question.
Would you like to trade for
last
the
question.
Xbox games?
Is that
well,
what
you
that
can
is?
Decide if you want to trade.
Yeah.
You're the
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, you can trade if you want.
Oh, shit, actually, you get the right to trade before I do.
Yeah.
What?
Because fucking Dan has Patrick's fucking Reed's awesome.
It could be awesome. It could be.
It's awesome.
It could
dude.
Be anything.
Think about what we got last year.
Well, you probably got. You maybe got something awesome. Dan probably got an awesome action figure in there.
Hey, I don't know.
It could be anything.
This is tricky. This is tricky.
Wah, wah,
all right. I am looking for art, so that's how I'm justifying this.
All right.
And I'm pliable to trading afterwards. So.
Do right. I
trade?
As I remember, a lot of that went on last year anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if I want to trade for Patrick's present or for Reed's present.
Well, you keep saying how
yeah,
awesome it
is. I know. I can't pass it up. I all can't right. pass it up. I just can't do it. Last year was awesome, and I would if it was awesome, and I didn't get it this time. I would never forgive myself.
So at this point, everything would be frozen.
Yeah, everything is frozen.
Now we open them.
And I think, yeah, so...
Oh, wait.
Unless I think it's fun, you guys want to just add, do one more round of questions just to, before they open, just to see if we guess them?
I think we need to stop dragging this shit out.
Yeah, I think we need to.
You open them one at a time. You can do that.
All right, cool.
I want to open Reed's first. Okay. I want to open Reed's first. All right, go. I'm super stoked about this.
I think you guys are super stoked about... It's gonna be like it's such a lit down because you're not gonna like it.
What is it?
I have no idea. It's an orca thing. What is it?
Is that a CGC human fly?
Shit.
What? He was totally right!
Oh my god! Whoa!
So I do want to let you know that they're actually contemplating making a human fly movie, so this might be something that will be
valuable
in the near future, very valuable. So.
Holy moly!
Wow,
that is fucking awesome.
When did you get the CGC?
And that's
did
a great 9.2?
I go get like different stuff CGC.
Son of a bitch. Oh my god. Fuck all of you in your faces. That is cool.
Alright, cool. So and you know what the most we can go counterclockwise. Yeah. The most awesome thing was I actually rode here with Dan and I didn't tell him anything about it.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's true. I had no idea.
Well, he was right. It was awesome. Alright, what is this? Oh, James Silent Bob. Wow!
Oh, son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Did you want this?
Oh my god, I didn't know it was that. That is fucking cool.
That is awesome.
Son of a bitch.
How awesome.
Damn, that's awesome.
They are Jay and Silent Bob mini mates from Clerks.
Mm. Oh, that's
and they're
cool.
in black and white.
Those are fucking awesome.
In Clerks fashion.
Yeah. That's fuck awesome.
This is cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Well, now I feel really bad about my gift.
Well, you didn't wrap it in toilet paper.
Well, it's probably something still cool.
I knew. I seen that in green boxes.
Okay, that is cool. Witcher 3 and Dark Souls.
Witcher 2 and Dark Souls. That's good.
I like this game.
I rented it and I was like, I don't have time for this, and I sent it back. Dark Souls I never got into.
Dark Souls I bought a long time ago, but The Witcher I bought for this purpose.
I really got into The Witcher. I really like it.
Are you just done with it?
The Witcher?
No, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls? I had no idea.
Dark Souls is a kick in the nuts.
It is,
But I like.
Imagine you just discovered that you had a long lost brother, and then had him murdered in front of you.
Like seconds after you meet him, and you realize he's awesome.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit, wow, cool. All
right, I think you were gonna say something earlier when we interrupted you.
Yeah. Oh no, I was gonna say, did you see the new Witcher?
Witcher 3?
Yeah, it looks.
Oh, it looks fucking awesome. I'm more excited for Dragon Age Inquisition.
Brutal Legends.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Brutal Legends is a good game.
I like it too.
Have you ever played it before?
Yeah, I played it before. I guess it's something that I would go play again. I didn't really get in a lot out of it, in the first time I played it. That's awesome.
Well, that Villains?
And it says Kingdom Come.
Oh, it's Kingdom Come? Wow, I've never seen that cover of it.
And that's actually awesome.
That is a fucking awesome cover. I've never seen that cover for it before.
Yeah, but...
Have you read Kingdom Come?
No, I have not.
Oh my god,
thank
it's
god.
So good.
Oh my god. You're saying you've read that too. I'm just like, oh my god.
No, this is cool. Like, this is awesome.
it's so good.
That is quite literally my favorite comic book ever.
Really? Kingdom Come?
Yeah.
How can you give it away?
Because I have the Absolute Edition now.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
which is a really cool thing, because that's kind of like what I did last time. I was like, I love vinyl so much that I wanted to like give somebody, you know what I mean, something that they could, you know what I mean, have from what like I love so much. That's cool. Right.
Yeah, but that would have been like me giving away the Absolute Edition of Kingdom Come. That horse is so awesome.
I've got a much better horse than
thank
that
God.
One.
Okay, awesome.
That's like my entry level horse engine.
Barbara goes, Orca?
I thought it was a fucking gag gift. Yeah. Like, you got me some sort of fucking orca, like, framed picture of, like, orcas.
I'm sitting here looking at the freaking 9.2 right down the top. I'm like, what is he? Why, how does he not know what it is?
So, to describe this, we've got the human, what Robert got from Reed is the human fly, number one, 30-cent cover price, which I'm guessing falls underneath the $15. 9.2 graded from CGC. And on the back...
is an advertisement for Orca.
It's an advertisement for Orca, which is a movie?
Yeah, it's about a killer Orca.
Richard Harris and Charlotte Rampling.
Richard Harris is in it?
Holy shit.
And its tagline is, turn that around real quick. Its tagline is angry thunderbolt of terror explodes out of the ocean's depths.
And an orca.
I love the presenter, Dino De Laurentiis.
Dino De Laurentiis? He's a
Dino De Laurentiis? Oh, shit.
Dino De Laurentiis, he's a rather famous movie producer.
Did not know that.
Pretty cool.
Fucking, that is awesome, though.
That is pretty awesome, right?
I think I win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Again, Reed comes with the best gift. I come with the shittiest gift.
No, absolutely not. Brutal Legend, have you ever played it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said you played it.
I like it.
Have you played it and beat it before?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, I got into it, I didn't. I got to the part where I got, like, the tour bus.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then after the tour bus, it's like, it kind of opens up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's about it. I didn't really explore too much after the...
It did something I've always wanted done, where it takes an RTS, and then it puts you in the fucking battlefield, and you're just fucking kicking ass and stuff like that. Always wanted a game like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like,
again.
I like that it's a... It is a very well done love letter to metal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And,
I mean, if you like metal even a little bit, that game fucking...
I would have appreciated it a lot more had I been a metal fan.
I like Double Fine.
Double Fine. One of the most unappreciated studios and games right now. I think Double Fine and Telltale.
Two of the best. Telltale's like fucking blowing up right now.
Yeah, they're doing the Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones game. Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Having played the Walking Dead game now, because it came with the Vita. Oh my god.
I met Tim Schafer at a WonderCon.
Shit, was it really?
Was that's he awesome?
Yeah.
Is he really fucking cool. Weird as shit?
A little bit. A little cagey, you know? Seemed like I don't know. He I got the impression
cagey like Johnny Cagey. He's like, "Hey, I'm Tim Schafer."
Yeah. Ray-Ban.
But I told him I played Brutal Legend. I thought Brutal Legend was amazing and that their studio does some cool stuff. And he's like, "Yeah, thanks, man."
Did you talk to him about Psychonauts?
Oh, fuck, I would have talked
about Psychonauts. I left out Psychonauts. I left out the fact that I did not play Psychonauts.
Oh, fuck.
I know. Yeah, I played the demo for it, and it just... The style about it or something about it didn't grab me. And whatever... you know, whatever was smart about that game that everybody seems to love was just...
Lost on you.
Either went over my head or it just didn't hit me right or whatever, but I didn't get what I thought I wanted to.
Game.
But I would fuck out of that. I would play that. I would go back and give it a shot.
It's probably available to download on Xbox Games on Demand.
No, it's not.
Not anymore? Because I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
You downloaded it?
Yeah.
Do you, it's not on there anymore.
I think it was one of the first games they put out.
Yeah,
I tried to get it too, and it wasn't available.
Because I can still get it, though.
Yeah, so maybe that's what you're talking about. Maybe that's, you know, the...
Because I can still also get Marvel Ultimate Alliance DLC, and they had to discontinue that just because Activision lost the license for the Marvel, those particular characters that they were released.
Yeah.
Crazy! Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck yeah, I win again. I win.
You won this round.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody, I don't know if are we...
It seems more about that. There wasn't.
Have a good holiday and be safe out there.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas
Kwanzaa.
To all a good night.
Not Hanukkah, though. Y'all motherfuckers get 8 days. I'm not going to say happy 8 days. Fuck that.
Happy 8 days. I'm going to say that.
A joyous Festivus.
Joyous Festivus to all of you. Mm-hmm. May your airing of grievances be splendid.
May Krampus not squat by behind too hard.
All right. And we are done.